During the first confirmation hearing for acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said he became concerned.
Yesterday's hearing, I can't easily forget in this room, because I asked a question, Mr. Todd Blanche, about the opportunity he had to meet with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. I asked him the same question the night before in my office, and he said, I'll meet with anybody to talk about this. So I thought it was an easy question. Will you meet with those who are here today? There were 10 or 12 survivors of Jeffrey Epstein. And he said no.
So for the second day of Blanche's confirmation hearings, there was featured a panel of witnesses instead of the nominee himself. Among them was an Epstein survivor, Danny Bensky, who told senators that victims have repeatedly asked to meet directly with Blanche, but he has declined.
We are crime victims. For us, this has never been about politics. It has been about getting justice for the crimes committed against us. Mr. Blanche's actions have destroyed survivors' trust. According to public reporting, Mr. Blanche spent approximately 9 hours meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. He did not even spend 9 minutes meeting with a survivor.
Todd Blanche has been criticized by Democrats for what they describe as his using the Justice Department to advance President Trump's political agenda. Blanche's handling of the Epstein investigation suggests that the Justice Department has been more focused on managing the political fallout than on prioritizing victims and ensuring transparency. Another witness also raised concerns about Blanche's record, former Justice Department pardon attorney Elizabeth Oyer, who was dismissed earlier this year, testified that she believed political considerations had influenced decisions inside the department. Oyer told senators those actions raised questions about whether Justice Department leadership was putting politics ahead of its traditional commitment to independence and justice.
Blanche was confirmed as Deputy Attorney General. He fired me from my position as the department's career pardon attorney. I declined to rubber stamp a political favor for a friend of the president, and it cost me my job. Mr. Blanche's office had asked me to recommend restoring the gun ownership rights of a convicted domestic abuser. I raised concerns about public safety, but Mr. Blanche's staff pressured me to go along anyway. I did not. Domestic violence is the leading type of homicide among women. When a domestic abuser is armed, his victim is 5 times more likely to be killed.
The criticism for Blanche comes after he defended the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein files during his confirmation hearing this week. He said department staff have met with victims and that legal issues complicated the release of investigative records. But survivors say they want to hear directly from the man seeking to become the nation's top law enforcement officer. Their testimony appeared to resonate with at least one Republican whose vote could prove critical to Blanche's confirmation. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says Blanche's willingness to meet with survivors is now central to whether he'll support the nomination or not.
I have not made a final decision, but Mr. Blanche said very quickly yesterday that he would meet with the victims, the Epstein victims. I expect that meeting to occur before I'm willing to vote out of this committee. And I'm trying to get to yes, but this is a very important part of getting to yes.
Tillis is one of the few Republicans who has publicly withheld his support. After Thursday's hearing, Blanche told reporters he was working to arrange a meeting with survivors, though no date has been announced. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.